This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back.
Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone, here to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. You know, hey, there's something I wanted to do. CFR, who's in our chat room there, I want to thank him, her. I assume it's a him. But anyway, we got talking here about 2 weeks ago, and this Chatango chat groups, which I didn't know nothing about. I mean, Murr had kind of set me up with this forum here. But anyway, there's another side to that I didn't really know about, where you can direct message people and stuff. And I got talking with this kid over in Iran, asking him about the protest over there, whether they were real or staged or what like that, you know. And he told me they were 10% real. And, of course, everyone wants to change. That's why we see, whether it's Brazil or anything else like that, that people are always demanding government reform. And here, people don't care. But anyway, we were discussing what the plight in Iran was, and it's not what you think it is. But anyway, I went on to ask him. I asked him, I says, well, what do you do? Are you in school or whatever? I believe he was 24. But anyway, he said he had just finished his schooling, and now he's being basically drafted into the IRC there, the Islamic Republican Guard there, or would be IRG. But anyway, but it's the same thing. On Twitter, I get certain followers, and some of their English is not as good as, say, my Russian is. Hi. But anyway, we get talking back and forth in the direct messages there, because otherwise it draws too much attention, and like has been recently done with a lot of Twitter accounts, they are actually blocking your accounts for anything that you're mentioning that is not up to what they call their standards. But anyway, also on Instagram, I'm pretty active there, and I talk to a lot of people over in Germany and stuff. And when you start relating stuff and you have people say, I never knew that, and you can send them clips of newsreels, just like the one that played at the top of the hour here, things, quotes, and stuff said from politicians in those days. For them, it's been a media blackout, and they've been going along per se with what the alleged story has been, and more people are having their eyes opened up to exactly what's going on, just like this immigration thing, as well as agendas. Now, if you remember Ukrainian situation, where Victoria Nuland spent $5 billion over there to overthrow that democratically elected government. We now have the Kushner family company, who got $30 million from an Israeli firm shortly before the Kushner traveled to Israel, and this all had to do with a $200 million apartment complex in Manhattan, but also with what was being, or what was going on over in the Ukraine with his gas company over there. But we see the intertangled and tank. I mean, it's just, these politicians have got their fingers in everything. And like Rahm Emanuel would say over in Chicago there, never let a good crisis go to waste. And this here is from this story here is from the Europe Synagogue of Brussels, where it says Merkel over there receives Lord Jacobotis Prize for European Jewry from the Chief Rabbi of Moscow and Chairman Conference of the European Rabbis. Pinchas Goldschmidt, sorry about that, who said, "We fight with Muslim brothers against old Europe. Muslims are our allies." And this makes you wonder more and more about all the hype about ISIS and how ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and all these guys have never attacked Israel, but they're so good to wipe out the Muslims. And, of course, they're always linked together. Anyway, we have a phone call there. Betty in North Carolina. Good evening, Betty. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm wondering if the Christians in this country shouldn't be held liable for not trying to get Yuri Call freed. That seems like one of the biggest, I don't know what you want to call it, but I don't know why we don't have a conscience when it regards to the long time he's been in jail.
Well, Betty, that's the same, though. It's just like that young Palestinian girl that slapped that Israeli soldier and stuff, and she's, what, facing 10 years in jail? If you look at the video, the Israeli soldier slapped her first. But the point is, though, is why don't American Christians, predominantly 71% in this country here, why don't they rise up and say, hey, look, especially when Donald Trump says that we don't worship government, we worship God, and then watch this country bomb millions of people to their deaths. I mean, again, would Jesus be doing that? He said to pray for one's enemies. He didn't say go out and kill them. You know,
I'd like to see RBN put something up there on Yuri Call, just because people have forgotten them, and it might be a good reminder.
Well, yeah, I'll mention that to John in an email. Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Betty.
God bless. Bye bye.
All right. God bless to you too.
Bye.
All right. There's more information on this, because we have then the Jewish novelist Daniel Handler, sorry about that, a.k.a. Lemony Snicket, when asked what inspired him to write A Series of Unfortunate Events, said, and I quote, "I thought it would be interesting if terrible things would happen to three helpless children over and over again." I mean, this is the mentality that some of these people have. And again, this does not affect all Jews, because, like I say, I have decent, honest Jewish friends that they're against wars, they're against occupation, all this, you know. There's just a firm bunch of people that have latched on to what's actually going on in the world, and they want no part of it, because with their own biblical training, they know it's wrong. And again, we're back to the same thing. How could we watch someone who is unlawfully imprisoned? This is no different than having, what was it, about 2 weeks ago, where the main gal at the FBI who did all these DNA tests and stuff was known to be drunk at the time of doing all these DNA tests, and it would affect, I think it was 8,000 different criminal cases that were used against people. And, of course, they were convicted. And, of course, it's on flimsy DNA evidence. And, of course, when you're drunk, your mental abilities aren't there. If you don't believe me, walk behind someone who's drunk like that. They're staggering. They fall down, everything like that. Although I will say, though, over in Russia, when I watch those drunks there, how they don't fall down is weird, because they walk backwards. But anyway, I'll add you in a minute there, CFR. But thanks. Every time I move this main screen like that, I lose it. So this new platform for Skype here, it's like an app anymore. But anyway, at least it is on Windows 7 here, and I won't upgrade to Windows 10. But anyway, so on the cusp of that here, as I was talking before about all these offshore accounts and stuff, now we find out that there is proof now that Hillary Clinton's 33,000 missing emails that were allegedly permanently erased and destroyed beyond recovery. But the FBI notes now that it strongly suggests they still exist on several other locations. Remember, Hillary was having her server backed up. And, of course, they could be recovered. But again, there's a note in here, but only if someone would impanel a grand jury to seize him. The amount of deception in this country is just, it's staggering. And that's why I, like others, are getting kind of frustrated there. Not for the fact that we're dumb or anything like that, but we just keep wondering, when are the people going to actually do something, you know? But anyway, along with that story there, in May, an interview with FBI agents and an executive with the Denver contractor that maintained Clinton's private server revealed that an underling didn't bleach clean her server, and that all her subpoenaed emails and such were just stored in a data file that he used to transfer the emails from the one server to the Clinton's aides. And then we find all about the emails being sent to Anthony Weiner's laptop and stuff. And, of course, the passwords were being sent back and forth. And, of course, this left it open carte blanche for anyone that had access to those servers. And that article is from the New York Post, by the way, if you want to read it there. But anyway, Moscow reaffirms that Russia's principled position on the illegality of Israel's settlement activities in the Palestinian territories, including in East Jerusalem. It says, we believe that Israel's stance is not conducive to the creation of conditions for opening the direct talks between the Israeli and the Palestinians, during which time all the problems related to the final status should be settled. And, of course, this is on the cusp right now of Facebook right now removing anything that's pro-Palestinian. Terminating accounts now. But and here's one for you again. On Twitter and other media, we are constantly watching the calls for white genocide. I cannot believe how many of those that escape Twitter's so-called management of their own servers. But in California, they are prosecuting a man for insulting post on this Islamic Center's Facebook page. He made five separate posts, basically trashing the Muslims and whatever like that, you know. And it's quoted here that from this article, it says the government's theory would equally criminalize insulting posts on a NRA page or on a pro-Trump organization's page or on a Communist Party's page. And again, we're back to the same thing here. If it's Christian related and like that, if you have a sign of Jesus in your yard or like that, you have to take it down. There is something going on in this country to where religion is being destroyed, faith in God, the removal of the Ten Commandments, all this across our nation. The statues are being removed. History is being removed. And this is the country that we, for decades, have grown up in and have got along with our fellow brethren, whether or not in the same faith or not, but is suddenly being turned on everyone to make everyone an enemy back and forth. Again, like I say, it's just like the emergency services calls. You don't care what color they are, what their sexual preference is, or anything like that. You just go out and do the job like that, you know. And a lot of it's volunteer work. But, you know, you could sit back on your butt and say, I don't want to do that. It has nothing to do with me. I'm not going to get involved. Just like these rubberneckers you see along the highways where there is an accident and people will drive 2 miles an hour and cause other accidents just so they can rubberneck to watch and see what's going on at a traffic accident and not get out and do a darn thing to help out. And of course, with today's laws and stuff, a lot of people can't help out because like the wrecker services and stuff, they have to be called from the state. The vehicle crash has to be inspected. And if you damage or taint any of the evidence like that, you could be held liable. So, I can't believe so much stuff is going downhill so fast. And there's others, unlike myself, that see this and they wonder what's going on. And I'm thankful for one thing. I raised three beautiful daughters, and two of them got kids, and we never had these issues, and I don't know if it's because you want to say that I was trained right or I was brought up right, but at least I know my kids were, and they have different beliefs as far as religion-wise and stuff that I have, but the point is those are they're good kids. They have wholesome families, and that's what I had when I grew up. So anyway, in a way, though, I kind of long for the day that when we all kind of drop the internet, and I'm serious about this. If we could all get back to our families and friends and screw all the banks and corporations like that I mentioned before that want us to go paperless, everything we, in life that we have now is hackable. Our cell phones, name it like that. If we just went off the grid like Art over there in Georgia, you know, just went off the grid and lived our own lives, kept into our communities, started bartering more back and forth, things would be better off. But kids today cannot exist without their social media, and even some adults can't. I mean, it's a lot of times on my cell phone I turn off the alerts and stuff because it's one of those days where there's a nice t-shirt that says I'm not talking to anyone today other than my dog. But anyway, you just get so fed up with it like that, because most of the stuff you see in these feeds today is just trash. They're all a distraction. Who cares about who's diddling who anymore? I mean, these are all diversions to the actual crimes that are being committed and are actually getting away with from those in power. Watching your congressman and stuff vote for things that are outside of this country's realm have nothing to do, whether it's an embassy in Jerusalem or what. That's none of our business like that. The elected politicians were allegedly elected to represent we the people. And when you have a politician say that all Americans appreciate this, don't include me in that all Americans, because I don't feel that way. And I know millions of other Americans don't feel that way. But, you know, that's part of that American exceptionalism. You know, get out and wave the flag stuff, you know, that, hey, we're bombing over here, we're bombing over there. I get so tired of hearing that. Well, when we did this and when we did that. No, I did not do that. I'm only responsible for my actions. Nothing for when I was born, you know, before I was born. Only stuff that I actually do. I gave John that on a call once there about aiding and abetting, where you turn up at the, you're at the scene of a crime there because you're just a driver, but you didn't shoot the clerk or whatever who robbed the liquor store and stole the bottles of liquor too, like that. But you were the driver, so you equally got charged for the crime. And this was the same premise under Nuremberg law, that those people that had knowledge and did nothing about it, they aided and abetted in what was going on, even though most of the Nuremberg was a sham there. Anyway, on with some more news here. Again, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to share your opinions. The U.S. isn't done destroying Syria. This U.S.-led coalition helps build a new Syrian force angering Turkey. And this is a coalition now of a new broader force of 30,000 personnel that the coalition said on Sunday. It was a move to that has been added to Turkey, of course, which has angered them over the U.S. support for those Kurdish-dominated forces in Syria. And, of course, Kurdistan area, they have the richest oil up in that area. And, of course, Israel buys it. Then on top of that, Russia makes a comment there that 60,000 starving Rukban refugee camps are in this Rukban refugee camp in Syria, and the U.S. is blocking access because of ongoing training of fighters for illegal armed groups in the illegal Al-Tanf camp. So again, we have the U.S. that claims to be such great humanitarians building another force over there in Syria, plus blocking another force humanitarian aid. And as I mentioned last week, it was the same thing with Yemen, where the Saudis had blew up that structure that or structures for unloading those ships for humanitarian aid that were built with U.S. tax dollars. And, of course, you will get the bill for that. And, of course, the people of Yemen will continue on starving. Oh, I got a break coming up. They give me a chance to think here. Anyway. We'll be right back. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Talk to Kenneth there in the control room. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. You know, another story I wanted to bring up here is, you know, all these stories here seem to be all mixing together for some reason. This one here is under the hashtag If We Were Never Asked, and it's about the third world migration, mass third world migration is not in the best interest of Americans, and it's pushed only because a small group is making a lot of noise. And the group there, of course, is this Jewish group there, and I posted the link there in the chat room there, where it shows all these Jews out there holding out their signs and stuff, talking about allowing the immigrants to come in, as well as watching Donald Trump, who was anti-immigration, who is now caving on other immigration policies. Still, they want to build a wall costing billions of dollars, who an Israeli firm has been already getting the contracts for to build walls and towers. And to me, it's a Stockholm syndrome, where we're asking our jailers to increase the wall size and eventually, as I mentioned before, you'll find out it wasn't to keep people out, it was to keep you in. And that's the same. But anyway, I have more information on that. Anyway, we have Tom down in Utah down there. Good evening, Tom. I hope you're doing fine down there and your weather's fine.
It warmed up for a bit, but it's going to get cold again. And anyway, this is kind of linked to what you're talking about. You know, my effort in trying to get this poisoning issue exposed is because nobody wants to shine the light on the number one housing unit for the undocumented.
Yeah, well, the third world, they, Tom, like a lot of Americans anymore, are becoming third world. They live in trailers and stuff, and it's just easier to get rid of them, isn't it?
Well, the fact is that every trailer in America, every manufactured home in America produced since 1976 falls under the regulatory power of HUD. So the city, county, and state have no jurisdiction, literally, inside of that unit, unless they're invited in. So right. It makes it very easy if you want to have two and three families packed in there like sardines that are undocumented. You can do that and get away with it. And the city, county, and state have no authority.
Right.
I don't know if you realize that, but anyway, wanted to tell you.
Yeah, Tom, that's like when Ron Paul had made that statement there before, and when you agree with what he says, you have to acknowledge it, because when he said, "Look around your room." Of course, I know you have limited vision there, but if you were able to look around your room, everything, and I mean everything. Not only your house, outside, everything like that, it's all governed by U.S. regulations. Not Russian, not North Korean, not Iranian. Our enemy is the government, which sits there and they keep mandating all these laws and rules that we have to apply to, which actually, in turn, make us sick and kill us.
Yeah, I do explain that relationship between HUD and the jurisdictional, how to say, we call it sanctuary provided by HUD in my website, licensetokill.us or licensetokill.us, either with or without the D will work, but the .us extension is critical, licensetokill.us. And if you open that up, you see right away the aluminum tag riveted on the back of every manufactured mobile home unit produced in 1976 until now, telling anybody, quite frankly, in effect, keep your hands off. This is federally protected property.
Right.
Yeah, anyway, I just wanted to tell you, I haven't heard back from our friend, the native sister, lady
Elaine.
Working with us.
Yeah, Elaine.
I know she's probably overwhelmed.
Yeah, I remember last time I think we talked, she was in North Carolina or something like that, doing some gig over there, so.
Yeah, since I don't have her phone number, call her and remind her to call me. I've had six more deaths that have been reported to me.
Yeah.
The fact that it's not just the people living in manufactured mobile home units that are at risk, because NFPA, i.e. the federal government, who controls the actions of the first responders, in each of these six cases, none of them are listed as carbon monoxide deaths. They're listed as heart issues or something else.
Okay, Tom, sounds good. Well, my bottom of the hour break is here, but I'll get a hold of Elaine and see if I can pass a message on to her for you, okay?
Yeah, tell her I still love her, so tell her to call me.
All right, sounds good. You have a good day with her, okay? Talk to you later. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. manner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say.
You need to say.
There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here. 1-800-313-9443 in the chat room is onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. You know, when we look at this small entity that seems to be destroying country after country, that We Were Never Asked article there where it talks about this Jewish firm there, that if you recall about 3 weeks ago where that Jewish rabbi said that Europe is getting too dangerous for Jews and they must move to Israel. And I'm not sure if that's the premise here too, where eventually America will be flooded with immigrants, war refugees, call them what you want, who then you'll have the rabbis over in Israel saying that America is too violent for the Jews and they must move. But anyway, which begs to say, like over in Iran, where you have over 20,000 Jews that live there in peace and solidarity with the Iranians. They have their own synagogues. They have a seat in parliament. They have no problem whatsoever. And when offered $50,000 each to move, they said, no, we like it here. So, but anyway, more world news here, though. I just love it when everyone in the chat room is putting up pictures of my handsome dog. Anyway, thanks to all. Anyway, Netanyahu made a move to go over there to India. And with that, the protesters over there are burning these effigies of Netanyahu over in New Delhi ahead of the, of course, ahead of his historic visit. And people are waking up to the actual crimes that are being done under the name of Jew that Israel is doing through the Zionists. And it's not just there, it's back in Israel too. Thousands now are rallying against the corruption in Israel after Netanyahu's son scandal. And there's a video for that recording where the thousands took to the street of Tel Aviv to protest the corruption following the release of the tapes of his son discussing this awesome deals and his father's allegedly made for his pal's gas mogul dad. And, of course, this had to do with the Ukraine over there. And these embarrassing recordings just further shows more light on the fact of what Netanyahu is over there trying to cover, I guess you called. And as long as the Israelis are at war with the Palestinians or Syria or something like that, it's kind of like a distraction here. As long as the U.S. is talking about Korea, Iran, Russia. I mean, my entire life it's been Russia. The Russians are coming. I'm 57 years old. Moscow is less than a little over 4,000 miles from New York. They must have the slowest military in the world. I don't see them. But it does help commerce out. Imagine all the bomb shelters and stuff and all the MREs that were purchased and acquired and stuff to combat this fear. You know, just like I mentioned there at the beginning of the show, there were that Hawaiian ICBM inbound missile. I mean, fear sells. And, of course, remember, those guys have their bunkers hundreds of feet deep. But you, like the paper said, should be a good little American and run out there and get some duct tape and plastic to put over your window, if you remember that. Reminds me of Fukushima, like I said. When Fukushima happened, the U.S. government raised up the so-called EPA levels of radiation 18,000 times what it was. And then they told everyone that Geiger counters weren't good for checking food and water. And there have been arrests of those that have gone into supermarkets with their little ticking Geiger counters because you don't want to scare the people and let them know that your food might be contaminated. It's like watching on the Health Ranger doing videos about Wheaties and whatever fortified with iron, and you can actually pick up the cereal with a magnet. I don't know. I worry about society in some notes here because I can't believe that as Americans, Germans, Russians, whatever like that, that so many people can be so dumb. But anyway, there was another story that just here broke here not long ago too, but this has to do with this Air Force base over there in the Azores. And it shows these Portuguese, the photo does, it shows these Portuguese soldiers that are standing guard there. But this was over a Newsweek article that the Defense Department actually lied about closing this base. And it goes on to talk about how they actually deceived Congress to not only what was going on there, but it basically meant that the entire status that they had presented to Congress, the Pentagon, was all fabricated. And they go on with their blame game and such, saying that they weren't aware of that. But anyway, one of the highlights says, if they were not aware, however, that suggests that the civilian bureaucracy has run amok, making national security decisions not on the basis of this geostrategy, or on fiscal prudence, but rather criteria as mundane as whether families there can get tickets to the West End shows or collect higher per diems, and this is to be able to vacation in London. But it says if a senior Pentagon officials were aware, however, that they were passing false information to Congress, then they presided over the campaign to lie to Congress and apparently to vilify the representative who first raised the questions. And we find that all the time. Whenever anyone releases information that's damaging, like at the aforementioned there with the CIA, with the Panama Papers, they always try to discredit everyone that's involved. And, of course, within that article, the usual Russian non-aggression, but they use aggression, was mentioned. They always have to say that they need to keep the base there because of Russian aggression. And, again, I think Russia has, what, three bases outside of its own area compared to the 800 and stuff. And as I mentioned at the first part of the show there, the fact that if any alleged truth is about Trump calling these nations crap holes or whatever like that, trying to clean it up, that all the military bases in Africa is just one doublespeak. Because if there's such crap holes and stuff, why would the U.S. have bases there? And of course, we know what it is. It's to control the commerce and to keep people in subjection to this so-called IMF. And that reminds me when I watched those old files there from Gaddafi over in Libya, and I've talked about this before, where you see Gaddafi riding in his car, standing up, waving to all the Libyans, and them praising him. I find it the same as with what Hitler did as he rolled into Paris. He stood up there in that car. There was no such thing back then as MRAP vehicles. It's only U.S. politicians that you always see riding around in these limos that have 8-inch walls. And, of course, we're supposed to be the most loved people in the world. And, of course, we know that's not true. And, again, when you listen to that, like, say, if you go watch that video on YouTube about Don't Tell My Mother I'm in Iran, you listen to the Iranians talk about America. It's not death to America. It's death to the American government because of the Zionism, their support of Zionism. You watch a kid driving down the road on his little, what do you call it, 90cc motorbike, where he breaks down. They give him parts to get it fixed. They give him food, everything like that. And he says he was just so overwhelmed with the amount of compassion and love that the Iranian people had. And it even goes further. That shows them up on the ski ranges and stuff, and where most Iranians are away from their ruling parties will let their hair down, they drink, they enjoy life. And that's the basic freedoms that they were looking for that I mentioned beforehand with that 10% when talking to the Iranian kid that they just like to be more free and be able to go out and do a few things that they like to do. But there's that stigma that they have. And, of course, I can see why that is over there because when you're let on the loose a little bit, things get out of hand. And we all know that because we live through it just as much as watching what my kids did when they got out of hand and stuff. Of course, it's just part of life where you have to rein in people once in a while, just like when my dad used to beat the crap out of us. And yes, I mean beat the crap out of us. But discipline was one way to affect a policy that you just didn't do stuff. And when I look at the way the civilians, they're the ones that are being disciplined. But anyone in government, it's just a slap on the hand. If you remember a while back, that congressional person that had gotten caught with $100,000 in his freezer, he went to prison, but he's still able to collect his pension for the rest of his life. Does that tell you anything? Tony in Texas, good evening to the show.
Stop.
Hello? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm so sorry. This is Tony in Texas. I understand your topics, and I really appreciate your show. It's fantastic. We're talking about you. Thank you. We're talking about USA as a bully. But I think there's a little housekeeping needs to be done, and that's with your chat room, or I should say our chat room. there are people in there that are absolute bullies towards women and men, to that for that matter. One of them being this person who has no ability to give his real name, as I did. His moniker is CFR, and he tries to intimidate. He tries to push around people. He'll actually block people from your or our chat room. And I think sometimes we need to look within and say, well, we need some housekeeping, because RBN is, and I think it's some of the most fantastic radio spots where they're asking that we need to take viewer, or actually listener funds. I think it's some of the most brilliant broadcasting out there. But when you have people like this, CFR, who is a bully in the room to people like my wife, which I take offense to, and others, I think it's wrong. So I just needed to express myself. I thank you for my time.
No, hey, Tony, I think you have a... Tony, before you go, though.
Yes, sir.
I don't moderate the chat room or like that, nor do I watch it all the time, because I have my own stuff to go here. And, there's...
Sure.
While we still have our... And I like to use that saying, while we still have our First Amendment like that, we see that in today's world, in today's world, that anything that you say can and will be used against you, no matter if it's in a court. I mean, the censorship is
Agreed.
So bad, So even when someone expresses their views, I'm not against Jews, but I'm against what Zionism right. stands for, like that, But people get offended by that, in as much so, Tony, as when someone says, Keith, you sure sound anti-American. No, I'm anti-government to the point where it's destroying our America.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a big repeater system up here in western Montana. It's linked all over the place, stuff like that. But the traffic will slow down on it when any of the two or three friends that we really talk, get together. And because of what we say, other ones will kind of shy away because they don't want to be listed like that. But I would rather be known, whether it's in a chat room or like that, for what my opinions are, whatever like that, and have someone say, well, at least he stood up for this, or at least she stood up for that, whatever like that, than to sit there cowering and then find out later on that that's not who I thought I was talking to in the first place. But say CFR or something like that, at least you know where the person stands. And so if you don't want to get involved, then it's just like my dad used to say, when someone says, you tell your dad, that guy's a bully, Dad. And my dad would say, he's a prick. Leave him alone. But,
That's brilliant. Your father was brilliant. And I call this guy out to actually, give only your first name. Just give your first name and let's have at it. Because I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
So I again, thank you for your show. Thank you for all you do. And God bless America.
All right. Sounds good, Tony. Well, if I had my chance, I'd be snuggling my two dogs, but John wants me out here doing this. So.
No, I understand completely.
time is short. I'd rather be just snuggling my dogs.
Oh, no. I'd like to be in Montana with you, but that's another story. I'm in Houston.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you for your time.
Remember, though, Houston looks good in the rearview mirror.
Yes, sir.
All right, take care, Tony.
Thank you so much.
All right. We got a couple minutes here for the break here. Anyway, that's what we all have to do there. And I learned that. There's guys on ham radio that I don't care for either, because either they're pro-Israel or something like that. But we learn to get along. I have one guy that I like really well. He's an older ham than I am, but he wrote me an email one day. He says, Keith, he says, I agree with you 99% of what you say, except when it comes to Jews. And I had to re-email him and say, it's not Jews, it's Zionists. And I went on to explain that. And from there, we have a developing friendship that goes on. You know, we're all in radio hobby together like that. We talk to each other every day and like that, or, you know, most every day, you know. But yeah, we all rub each other wrong, stuff like that, and we have to expect that. But this is America. We have 300 and some odd million people living here. We're not all the same. I don't go for this gay agenda and stuff like that, though I'm not against gay marriage. I'm just against gay divorce. I think if you're married to butthole, stick with him. But anyway, that's my opinion. Anyway, see where my break is at. We also have other news from Kosovo, if you remember this a couple years back, 1999, where this former chief prosecutor at the International Court of Justice in The Hague has given details of suspected atrocities by this ethnic Albanians in Kosovo in 1999 for these war crimes. And on top of that, though, this is linked back to Israel. And this Kosovo police bust this organ trade ring back in 2010, where several doctors and former senior health ministry officials have been indicted as part of an investigation in the illegal organ trafficking in Kosovo, and they accuse the trafficking in human organs and involvement in the organized crime. This is the same thing over in Palestine, where the Israelis openly admit that doctors shelled out Palestinian parts. So it's a massive crime. It's organized. Anyway, we'll be right back. Got 10 minutes left of the show. We got time for another caller. 1-800-313-9443. Right back.
Double talk is all you get. And you wanna.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Radio, anytime at all, anywhere.
talk is all
you Welcome get. Back. You know, I was thinking of Hank Williams Jr., who sang that song Attitude Adjustment, and I remember as a young kid how, even before that song was out, how my dad would lift me up by my shirt and stuff like that and throw me down the corner there and give me an attitude adjustment like that. But I was just reading that on the cusp of watching this thing on Twitter. It says, dude blocked me in the middle of my rant, sigh. I posted it anyway because sometimes you just have to speak your piece and clear your head, and I don't leave for the desert for another 2 months. Deep sigh. But anyway, well, that's how we are again, though. 320 million Americans, we're all pushing and turning at different areas. And we have to learn to live together. Unfortunately, we're being directed towards each other instead of what the government is doing. Anyway, Rick in Arizona. Good to hear you again, Rick. I hope you're doing fine.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I guess I got a couple of comments. Number one, you know, when people use the word Zionist, it just provides cover for the Jews.
Yeah.
I know you got friends who are Jewish, and a lot of people do, but this is a trick. I mean, you can go up, when you say the word Zionist, it goes right over the heads of most people. Second, Trump, his job is to trick the American people into supporting Israel, because if we go the way of Europe, Europe and the rest of the world hates that country. It's his job to keep the support. Because if we do go the way of Europe, Israel is screwed. They're SOL. If we decide to stop funding them, if you take the same attitude that's in Europe and put it here in the United States, they wouldn't get a dime from this country. They wouldn't get a bullet. So Trump is a salesman. He's a con man. He says SOL countries. He's just throwing bones to the people that are mad that they voted for him.
So, right. You're right on
there's
that.
There's a bill. Go ahead.
Rick, let me say this, though. You're right on that because of the same issue, though. But remember, though, that's just like saying that if you lump all Americans into the same pot, that we, through pluralism and nationalism and patriotism, are supposed to support everything this country is doing. There are those that don't support it, and we have to try to differentiate somehow, even though it may be a trick, you know. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I just say that... there's a bill that's going to be passed, and it's going to be put through to allow 500,000 agricultural workers into the country, paying them a little over $8 an hour. He's pandering. He's giving these rich farmers, you know, a golden goose egg. Just watch what he does. Don't buy into his rhetoric. He hasn't done anything except give you a senior discount on your payable tax in 2018. If you do your taxes... If you make $25,000, you're going to pay 10% less, and that's what you get at McDonald's if you're a senior. So people are just most people can't even fill out a 1040 easy form, and that's the problem we have in this country. They just don't. They're not sophisticated enough to deal with what's coming at them. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, Rick, before you go there, I want to say this. Whenever I hear this stuff about Mexico like that, I go up to our local food store up here about 15 miles away like that, and everything on the list of like the vegetables, it says product of Mexico. They can't shut commerce down between the two countries there because, remember, of our weather and stuff, we would starve if we couldn't buy from someone else, and that's one thing about commerce, okay?
Yep.
Anyway, thanks for calling in, Rick. The end of the show here. Yep. Up next is Black Vixen News Radio. Thank Kenneth in the control room and all those in the chat room there for logging on today there. And we'll catch you next week there. And just stay positive if you can. Catch you next week.
Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.